Rex Hupke is this columnist who you probably know for the Chicago Tribune, who writes frequently about the president. He gets a lot of hostility because of that. Some of you pat him on the back and say, attaboy, but this day and age, a lot of people fire right back at him and call him all sorts of nasty, horrible things. Last year, he came up with the idea of challenging people to make donations to his charity. It's for a food bank in Chicago. And Rex is on the phone. Rex, do I have that right so far?
Yeah, it's the Greater Chicago Food Depository, which provides food for pantries all across Cook County.
The Greater Chicago Food Depository. So how do people make a donation to your thing? And then I'll talk to you a little bit about this project. How do I help you out today?
Well, they can go to the website for the virtual food drive is myfooddrive.org, O-R-G, and then a backslash, and then a pound sign, and then insult Rex, R-E-X. So they can also find it tagged on the bottom of my columns all lately throughout December and everything. It'll be there, too. The link will be there. It's a way to try to redirect a little bit of desire to cut me down, which is fair, and put it in the hands of a place that does a whole lot of good for a whole lot of people facing food insecurity all over the Cook County area.
So who are you asking to make? I mean, so is this a specific appeal to people who have been insulting you, who have been critical of your take on the news? Are you saying, all right, I know you don't like me or my views, but let's all agree that there's hungry people in Chicago and we can all come together on that? That's the idea, right?
Yeah, basically, I wanted to take this and I basically say, okay, you routinely write and tell me that I'm the worst columnist in the world. Again, totally fair. I have family members who would agree with that. And but let's let the market decide. And so I created two teams, Rex Rocks and Rex Stinks. You can donate through the food drive webpage under either team name, and then we'll see which team wins, and that will let the market decide.
Can you tell us how it's going, Rex Rocks or Rex Stinks? Who's winning right now?
Well, up until just yesterday, it was a complete blowout. And I don't understand this, but the Rex Rocks team was way ahead. But yesterday, somebody came into the Rex Stinks team with a huge donation. So now it's tighter. It's about $37,000 for Rex Rocks and $21,000 for Rex Stinks. And I did up the ante this year. The promise is, last year was, whichever team wins, I'll write a column either insulting myself or praising myself. But this year I upped it. If the Rex Stinks team wins, I will get doused with ice water in January, wearing a T-shirt and shorts, the T-shirt saying how horrible I am. If Rex Rocks wins, rather, I will post a video of myself doing a little celebratory dance outside the Tribune, nice and warm and cozy. So
nobody wants to see. I'm a fan of yours, but I think I would. I think when I make my donation, I'm going to do it on Rex Stinks just to have fun with the game. You don't care what team I'm on, do you?
No, not at all. At all. That's the beauty of this, is that whatever, it all winds up going to the same place. So, hey, if you don't like me, by all means, please give until it hurts me.
All right. So one more time, the way to make a donation to help the folks at the Greater Chicago Food Depository is online. I think that might be the easiest way. Just look for Rex Hupke's work, and then there's a tag there. And then pick a team. Rex Rocks or Rex Sucks, and let's see.
Stinks. Rex Stinks.
Stinks, pardon me. What? Gee, was that Freudian? How did that happen? How did that happen?
Suddenly the truth slips out, John.
Keep up the good work. Good for you. What a great idea.
Well, thanks, and good luck with what you all are doing, too. I really appreciate that. That's awesome, and it's a great time of year for everybody to give a little bit to the people that need it, that's for sure.
Rex Hupke from the Chicago Tribune, and that is the idea, isn't it? Pick a team either on his side, or if you don't want to give to the Greater Chicago Food Depository and your heart is more with the Salvation Army, or Misericordia, which Lou Manfredini and Mary Beth Manfredini are always championing, then pick that one as well. You'll feel good when you give.